Hey, good evening, everyone. GOC out of mothballs tonight for high school basketball. First time ever on the Power Cow. 95.9. And we'll get you back to Slim Whitman in about an hour and a half here on 95.9. We have a couple arch rivals going at it, trying to get into the Friday game for the championship here at the beautiful new facility at Western. The Panthers and the Mounties of Northwest. And you'd like a nickel for every time these two have teed it up. Western had a very, very solid, outstanding season at 15-5. And all five of their losses to real good teams. In fact, they lost their first game of the year to a very good Chelsea team. Northwest won their first game of the year at home against Adrian. There had to be some excitement. They proceeded to lose 10 straight games. They did not win again until January 29th. But lately, they have played a lot better. And, of course, they had a big win over Looming Christie out at Northwest. Beginning of February, 63-51. They had a big win over Marshall. Beat Battle Creek, Penfield, and Charlotte recently. They did lose both their matchups with Western, and they played them just a couple weeks ago here and lost 64-45. So you've got two teams that really, they know a lot about each other. No secrets here. The winner gets Leslie. Quite a game in the first game as Leslie blew a 13-point lead. Looked like they were going to lose, but with about 2.5, 3 minutes to go, they rallied from five down and came back and won 55-50 over Stockbridge. So they'll be here Friday for the championship game. Let's take a three-minute break. We'll come back. We'll be just about ready to jump this one up. Western Northwest March Madness on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Most of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than thinking about retirement. If you think your retirement planning needs some attention, call Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule at 531-3588. From retirement planning to tax planning, see Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule, West Main Street in Parma. Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, where your functional strength begins, giving you the extra boost of accountability with personal training along with variety and a little bit of fun. Kettlebell Hotspot can help you make serious changes by learning a safe, effective, non-impact way to burn 22 calories per minute. Featuring over 500 fitness tools, including the kettlebell, used to create exciting training programs for all ages. And your first visit is free. Your journey to a strong body and mind begin at Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, located in the Village Crossing Mall. Jacob's Ladder is a proud supporter of Jackson County High School Athletics. Jake Barrett and his crew have been building Jackson for the past 15 years, including homes, pole barns, and garages, and commercial businesses. Contact Jake Barrett today for your spring project at 795-9412. That's 795-9412. Jacob's Ladder says good luck to the area high school teams in the playoffs.
Life's better with Tom Coffee's Softwater Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single-tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffee's Softwater also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffee's Softwater, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County. Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop fueled by BP and Marathon gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only a buck. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
Most of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than thinking about retirement. If you think your retirement planning needs some attention, call Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule at 531-3588. From retirement planning to tax planning, see Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule, West Main Street in Parma. To high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Greg O'Connor with you back on the Power Cow. Of course, we have a big doubleheader going on 970 101.5 FM. First game over there tonight. Looming Christy beat Grass Lake 69-51, and Hanover Horton getting set to tee it up, or are teeing it up right now in game two as we get set for the national anthem here. Let's take a quick two-minute break. Two break, and we'll be back. 95.9, The Power Cow.
Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, where your functional strength begins. Giving you the extra boost of accountability with personal training, along with variety and a little bit of fun. Kettlebell Hotspot can help you make serious changes by learning a safe, effective, non-impact way to burn 22 calories per minute. Featuring over 500 fitness tools, including the kettlebell, used to create exciting training programs for all ages. And your first visit is free. Your journey to a strong body and mind begin at Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, located in the Village Crossing Mall.
George, it's cold. Turn up the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked. It's getting colder every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Most of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than thinking about retirement. If you think your retirement planning needs some attention, call Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule at 531-3588. From retirement planning to tax planning, see Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule, West Main Street in Parma.
Hi, it's Tina from Hometown Heating, Jackson's only Dyke and Comfort Pro dealer. Hometown Heating and Cooling specializes in both residential and commercial and offers a 5-year labor warranty and a 12-year parts warranty. Hometown Heating services all makes and models. Don't forget, your furnace has been working overtime this winter. Changing your filter is one of the most important things you can do. Hometown Heating says good luck to the Western Panthers. Find us on Facebook or call us at 517-795-2933.
To high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Just about set to go here. Pretty good crowd, not a full house at Western. And winner will play for a district title here on Friday. I'll say one thing. They have a very, very audible public address system. That means it's very loud. Ryan Mulnix, of course, the coach at Western. John Moffitt has taken over at Northwest, the former, quite a few years ago, Litchfield superstar. And he'll try to pull the upset. No doubt, Western certainly the favorite to win in here. And they feature, of course, one of the top athletes in mid-Michigan and Steel Fortress, the big senior power forward at 6'4". And he can affect a game. He doesn't have to come out and score you 20 points. He is an absolute bruiser. With Desmond Price, Evan Fortress, the starting group, Elijah Ebong, and Landon Hiller will be your starting group for Western. And we'll check Northwestern as we go along in the opening tab, controlled by the Panthers. First trip down. They go from your left to your right on your 95.9 dial. They get it right inside to Fortress, a left-hander off the back of the iron. Rebound Northwest. Good rebound by Anthony Cole. He's on a dribble drive. They kick it out. Open three, but no shot there for Jake Maples. Maples 6'5", Nick Stevens at 6'6" for Northwest. But I'll say they're slender. Here's a drive to the baseline underneath the basket. Almost turned it over. That should have been a double dribble. No call. Now it's kicked out of bounds, and that will go to Western. It will stay with Northwest. No score. We played a minute here on 95.9. Again, Leslie, quite a win in the first game. A drive down the lane. Ball is stuck. And a foul call. Looks like that's on Elijah Ebong, the senior. And that'll send Jake Maples. He is one of two seniors on the entire team for Northwest. They are very youthful. Free throw good. And the Mounties draw first blood here. Take the lead 1-0. And good again. Northwest into a press. Kind of a 1-2-2. Western beats it very nicely. Got a look in the corner. They kick it inside. Price, little jump hook. Hit it. Nice shot by Desmond Price. 6'4 inside player. And it's 2-2. Minute 20 in. Novak. Here's a long triple try by Gibson Waite. That won't go. And the ball on the floor picked up by Evan Thompson. Ebong at the free throw line. Gets a return pass, and he's wide open. An absolute grenade, but Price got the rebound. Spin move up and got it in the foul. Price, four quick points and an outstanding offensive rebound in traffic. Kissed it in off the window.
20-21.
And 4-2 Western. And Price, the crafty left-hander, missed the free throw. Anthony Cole, the sophomore guard, the rebound for John Moffitt's Mounties. Over on the wing, big Nick Stevens. Inside again, the ball sticks between the rim and the glass. Now you can go for months without seeing that. We've seen that twice in about 2 minutes. Crazy. Played 2 minutes, it's 4-2. So that's a held ball and the arrow to the Mounties. Stevens on the inbound underneath. They kick it around the horn. Back to the corner. Stevens a bomb. No. Short. Great block out on the rebound by Evan Thompson. Ebong all the way. Kicks it back the other way. They reverse it in an air ball. That is saved beautifully by the Mounties. And here comes Maples. He lost it. Intercepted. Fortress, the loose ball. That was taken away by Landon Hiller. There's a travel, no call, but the Mounties pick up a loose ball on a Western turnover. Western out of control. 4-2, Panthers lead. Stevens on the wing. He's checked by Fortress. Great pass inside. They missed. That almost got stuck again. Incredible. And to the line. Jake Maples. Five 11 to go in the first, and the free throw is no good. And we're off to a low scoring start here at 4-2. Stevens comes out. Free throw good for 3. Lucas Herrera in the lineup. Small lineup right now for Moffitt, and Price scores. Price has all 6, 6-3. And we played 3 minutes. Leslie won the first game. Here's a dribble drive, a little left-hander, and that, are you kidding me? That got stuck again between the rim and the window, and it trickled out. Northwest has the ball. Here's a long triple try. No, Fortress the rebound. Nobody there for Northwest. And Ebong. Kick it on the wing. Hiller, now Ebong outside. He's checked by Gibson Waite. Dribble drive out of control. They call a push. Kind of a cheap call. Looked like that was going to be a turnover, so really kind of a bailout whistle there. In for Western. Jaden Payne. Price inside. Hey, got it again. 8 points for Price. Can't stop him. Price leads Northwest 8-3. We're halfway through the first. Offensive foul. Wow. On Anthony Cole. Yeah, Western gets it right back. Also in Sawyer, Watterson. And he has the ball at the top. Whistle, whistle, and a foul underneath. Makeup call. Call an offense on a little moving pick. Inside on Steel Fortress. Boy, if you're Steel Fortress, you don't want to pick up a cheap foul like that. His first. Mounties do not have a field goal yet. A.J. Butler kicks it outside. Here's a three. Good. Jake Maple hits a triple as he came right back in. And it's 8-6. Northwest breaks the pressure. Fall down. They turn it over. And they get a layup. Beautiful shot by Maples. And that ties it at 8. Very quickly, 5 points for the Mounties. 3 to go. They throw it away against the pressure. Boy, that's got to be a foul on Price. He just steamrolled A.J. Butler. And they do call it on Price. Would have been a turnover anyway, but Price was not going to slow down, and he knocked Butler right into the restroom. And we have a timeout on the floor. Full timeout. We'll take a minute break. We're tied at 8 and 95.9. The Power Cow.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Craft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
If you are suffering from nagging pain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist is the place to go. We specialize in physical therapy, injury rehabilitation, pain management, and women's health therapy. With direct access, you don't need a doctor's referral for an evaluation. So stop into any of our five Jackson locations or come see us at our new state-of-the-art clinic in Napoleon Corners Plaza. ORS patients receive personalized care and successful long-lasting outcomes. So come to one of the most trusted, top-referred physical therapy companies in mid-Michigan with a 98% customer approval rating. Visit orsmi.com today.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Very entertaining first 5 minutes. We're tied at 8. AJ Butler. Dribble drive all the way. He's got it. Great move. He runs over the official. Picks himself up. Dusts himself off. And the Mounties have the lead. Almost an over and back here on Ebong. Kicks it cross to Landon Heidler. He zips it inside and a whistle. That's a push on Lucas Herrera and the big guy, Tyler Oxley.
Unfound one, Lucas Herrera.
On the floor before the shot. And 2:15 to go. They whip it into Oxley. Ball fake. Got it. And a foul. No, they call it travel. Ouch. Turnover. Mounties get it back. Well, Western has not scored in a while. And Fortress has nothing here in the first quarter. Couple rebounds. Here's an open look at the top block by Oxley. They get a layup. Wow, what a break there for Northwest. Loose ball picked up by Baylor Kearns, who just came in. And Northwest leads 12-8. With a 1:40 to go in the first. Ebon can't get anywhere. Here's a steal again. Northwest, very alert. Gibson Waite picked off that pass intended to go down in the corner. And here's Butler at the point. Checked by Evan Thompson, who's back in. Hands to Waite. Whistle. Foul. Boy, 35 feet from the basket, a little reach in Landon Heiler. The 5'8 senior. And the Mounties on the inbounder with the 4-point lead. And they get it into Jalen Case. Gets his first sniff. A lot of subs in right now for both teams. Anthony Cole to Butler. 1 minute to go. Butler dribble drive off to Case. Side to Cole. Drives and turns. No shot there. Little Herrera to Case. Here's a drive, a miss, and an offensive foul. Mounties showed a lot of patience there, and then I don't know why they panicked and felt they had to rush to the basket and run right into the defense. They could have ran that right down. 35 seconds. Ebon shut off against the zone. Here's a three. Good. Big bucket for Western. Gabe Sorbeck. 12-11. Butler at the top. On the wing, Cole. A bomb. No. Nice rebound, Oxley. He's had a couple. Here's a whistle. And a foul again. Another bad foul. Way away from the basket by Anthony Cole. That'll be an inbound play with 8.8 to go here in the first on 95.9. The Power Cow. For Kettlebell Hotspot, Jacob's Ladder, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Steve Rule, Hometown Heating and Cooling, and more. Loose ball. Can they get a shot up at the buzzer? No. And the Mounties lead after one. Northwest 12, Western 11. We're back in a minute on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Hi, it's Tina from Hometown Heating, Jackson's only Daikin Comfort Pro dealer. Hometown Heating and Cooling specializes in both residential and commercial and offers a 5-year labor warranty and a 12-year parts warranty. Hometown Heating services all makes and models. Don't forget, your furnace has been working overtime this winter. Changing your filter is one of the most important things you can do. Hometown Heating says good luck to the Western Panthers. Find us on Facebook or call us at 517-795-2933.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Hey, mentioned you heard the Western playoff game. When you roll into the Crossroad convenience store, get two Friels for the price of one. If you buy one, get one free on all Friel shakes and smoothies all week long if you mention you heard it here on 95.9 Western Hoop. Right now they trail by a point. Thompson. Ebong on the wing. First possession of the second quarter. He's called for palming the ball. Saw that a couple times in the first game. Don't see that a lot anymore. Turnover gives it back to Northwest. Just underway in the second. Butler dribble drive. Gets the baseline, gets underneath, has to kick it out. Long triple. No. And we'll get a push on Western underneath as Herrera went flying. Ryan Mullenix is up. Not pleased with that call.
In for the Panthers, number 24, Cole Morris. In for the Mounties, number 24.
Nick Stevens back for the Mounties. For Jalen Case. Stevens throws it in. His man fell down. The ball goes out of bounds. Couldn't plan that. And here comes Western off the Northwest turnover. Just underway here in the second quarter. It's 12-11. Mounties. Western won 15 games this year. 15-5. Northwest 6-13. Here's a wild shot. Good rebound by Oxley. Inside, though, and he got slapped at by Gibson Waite in a foul.
Mounty foul number two, Gibson Waite. That will send Western to the line to shoot one.
Oxley off the bench to get some solid rebounds here for Western. And he will go to the free throw line. Six-three. I would say pulling guard. Free throw, good. Good stroke there. And we're tied at 12. Harry Moore in. first trip off the bench for the Mounties of John Moffitt. The old Terrier. That one short, and Moore got the rebound. Tied at 12, 7 to go first half on 95-9, the Power Cow. Leslie awaits the winner Friday at 7. Here's an open look on the wing for three. No. Rebound. Western runs with it. They're two on two. Good move and a scoop. No. Oxley, good on the putback. What a job Oxley's done here in the second quarter. Solid effort for Coach Mullnix. Here's Herrera. He kicks it, but they call a foul on Evan Thompson. Tough call.
Western foul on the 10-game tournament.
That'll be an inbound for the Mountie. They have not scored in a while. Six straight for Western here. With their two big guys on the bench, Fortress. And Desmond Price, who scored the first eight. That free throw, no good. Mounties had it, lost it. And they'll get a reach in on Herrera.
Mounties foul number one, Lucas Herrera.
As Gabe Sauerbeck picked that rebound out of there. And he walks down to the free throw line.
Gabe Sauerbeck to the line to shoot.
For one and a bonus. Eight team fouls on the Mounties. That free throw a brick. Northwest runs the other way. It's two on three. Herrera in the corner. Stevens shut off there. And they kick back out for a reload. A.J. Butler with six to go in the first half. Here's Harry Moore, a three. No. Oxley, another rebound. Boy, what a nice job he has done. Comes Ebong. Thompson feints a drive, comes back outside. 14-12, Northwest trailing Western by two. Steele, Stevens, ball goes out of bounds. And Stevens couldn't quite save it. Made a nice defensive effort there.
Also number 32, Jaden Payne.
But it did not pay off. Western slides Jaden Payne back in. A lot of bench time for the two big guys. Also back is Brett Castro, I think. Or Casto. Almost a walk there. They look back door, nothing doing. Here's a drive. What good block by Stevens. Inside, Stevens, a junior, 6'6". And got a piece of that shot. And Western Thompson down the lane, a runner. Terrible shot, hit the top of the backboard. Mounties the other way, and it seems like they haven't scored in forever, and a terrible pass here. Now this is intercepted, and this will go back to Northwest. Real sloppy play by both units here. And that will get Anthony Cole back in. Connor Shefferly also for the Mounties. Here's a long wing jumper. That won't go. Northwest can't buy anything. That was Maples. Brett Casto out near the midline. His pass was intercepted. Loose ball. Wild scramble. Whistle. And they give Northwest a timeout. I didn't think anybody had possession, but the Mounties must have had it. They took a timeout. Wow, that was a That was sweet. A loose ball in the center court and about five guys jumping for it. Disdaining their health at all costs. And the Mounties got the possession, took that quick 30 timeout. They'll have to talk it over. Seemed like they haven't scored since Christmas here. They led 12-8. A long time ago. That was with a couple minutes to go, first quarter, and now we're almost halfway through the second. Northwest stuck on 12. And Western is not exactly burning the cords here. They have 14. A lot like the first game, which started out very ugly, but a pretty good finish between Leslie and Stockbridge. Two big comebacks each team, but Leslie had the last one. Western goes into a zone. Reverse layup of Butte. That breaks the scoring drought. Connor Shefferly got the baseline against that very tight zone. Here's a dribble drive and a block. Loose ball, Mounties have it. And they drive, and wow. Maples just got hammered. No call. I think they're giving it to Northwest. They're calling that a good block. He may need shoulder surgery. Sauerbeck back in for Western. Shot out of the corner, no. Little push off in there, no call. Ball out of bounds, will go back to Western. Well, did Steel Fortress get traded? We haven't seen him in a half hour, and Price scored the first 8 points. We haven't seen him either. Ebong back in. They put those guys on waivers? What's going on? 95-9, the Power Cow. First ever high school event here. As Ebong drives in, no shot. They get an open look on the wing. That's not even close. Rebound, Western keeps it. Almost lost it. Now Ebong way out near the midline. Tied at 14. Timeout Western. Let's take a quick break. 30 break. We're right back. 14-14 on 95.9.
I'm Christy, and I'm in 8th grade at Western Middle School.
And I'm Jaden. I'm in 8th grade, and I'm at Western Middle School, too.
I like how we can go to any of the teachers about anything, like if we have a problem with anything, and I like how they're, like, really willing to talk to you so you can tell them anything.
Personally, I like the greatness forums because there's like a lot of great people at a bunch of different schools, but they don't get recognized for being great. But at Western, we have like a form that you can fill out, and then you get your name up on a wall.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Boy, Horton leading East Jackson at halftime, 22-10. Goodness. You want to talk low scoring? Lumen won 69-51 over Grass Lake earlier. We'd have many more scores, but we are not able to get the internet out of here tonight. There must be too much activity here. Turnover Western, and Northwest gets it right back. Herrera out, Cole back in. Oh. Stevens out there with Harry Moore, Cole, Shefferly, and Maples. Moore at the top, checked by Payne. Big guy rolls in and had a layup. He tried to dump it down to his buddy, threw it away. Wow. Gotta take that shot. Ebon into the lane. Baseline. Back to Oxley. Found the open man. Good. Good pass by Oxley. Sauerbeck hit the shot. And that was a triple. 17-14. And Moore has his pocket picked by Payne. All the way up and no, and he got hammered. And Jaden Payne, the junior, 5'7". Dusts himself off, back to the free throw line. Three-point lead looks big, the way this has been played. Like rugby. Free throw, no good. Payne will shoot again. Thompson back in for Western. Cole Morris back. Oxley out, and boy, did he give Ryan Molnick some good minutes. Payne hits a free throw, and it's a four-point lead, 18-14. And Northwest has fired in 2 points here in the quarter. We have 2:15 left. Long three goes over the top. That was not a good shot by Gibson Waite. Right in front of the student section. That had to be a good 24 feet. Also into the mountains, number four, A.J. Butler. And Western, leading by four, has the ball back. Ebong. Cole Morse. Dribble drive, lost it. Taken away, Northwest. They are 2-on-3. Drop it to Case. Case to Herrera, and he scores. 18-16. Western by two with the ball. 95 seconds left here in the first half. Down in the corner, Thompson, air ball. It goes right to Northwest. And they turn it over. Thompson comes back, gets the steal, and then the reach-in foul. Good hustle by Evan Thompson. Threw up a pretty bad shot, came back, and got the takeaway. And the 5'10 senior will go to the free throw line. And he missed it. Western not shooting well there. Fortress back in for this last minute 25.
In for the Mounties, number three, Anthony Cole.
Cole back for Chase, or Case.
In
for
number 32, Payne, in for the Panthers.
The Mounties. And Payne in for Sauerbeck. Free throw, that one good. Thompson splits the pair. It's 19-16. Not a pretty first half. Butler, here's a spin move up and under. Nice shot that time by Jake Maples. Got away from Fortress on a spin move. Fortress at the top. Gets it back and fires and hits a triple out of the corner. His first points. 22-18, 45 seconds left in the half. Butler a long one. That's no good. Fortress a rebound. Goes to Ebong. Elijah Ebong with 30. Let's see if they run it down. Nope, they turn it over. You got to wonder. You got to wonder. Where are you going? Mounties get it back. They trail by four. They should probably try to take the last shot. Up court pressure here. Fortress comes right back out. About 30 seconds. Got a rebound and a triple. Anthony Cole, front court, Northwest with 15. Out to Stevens, Cole down low. Maples, dribble drive, a runner, missed it, and a foul. With 7.8. One and one at the line, Jake Maples. Get over to the Crossroads Convenience Store. Tell them you heard this broadcast on 95.9. And you were going crazy. And you get two frills for the price of one. Buy one, get one free on all Friel shakes, smoothies all week long. Sweet deal there. Free throw splits the pair. Time for Western with 5 seconds here at the midline. Down in the corner. Inside shot is no good. Well, the shot was good, but it was just after the buzzer. And we are at the half. Mercifully. 22-19 here at halftime. I would have to say a messy first half here. Again, the winner plays Leslie here Friday for the trophy and a right to continue their basketball campaign. 3-minute break. We'll be back. We're at the half on 95.9, the Power Cow.
I'm Christy, and I'm in eighth grade at Western Middle School.
And I'm Jaden. I'm in eighth grade, and I'm at Western Middle School, too.
Mrs. Innocencio, she's just really, like, crazy, and she's just fun to be around, and she explains math really well to me.
My favorite teacher would be Mr. Showerman. He kind of relates with us a lot. Like, if we don't know something and we ask questions, he knows that we don't really know it as well, so he'll kind of help us out a lot more.
It's just a fun place to be, and you can just be open, and you get to learn about what you want.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Jacob's Ladder is a proud supporter of Jackson County High School Athletics. Jake Barrett and his crew have been building Jackson for the past 15 years, including homes, pole barns, and garages, and commercial businesses. Contact Jake Barrett today for your spring project at 795-9412. That's 795-9412. Jacob's Ladder says good luck to the area high school teams in the playoffs.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties!
Most of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than thinking about retirement. If you think your retirement planning needs some attention, call Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule at 531-3588. From retirement planning to tax planning, see Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule, West Main Street in Parma.
Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, where your functional strength begins. Giving you the extra boost of accountability with personal training, along with variety
and a little bit of fun.
Kettlebell Hotspot can help you make serious changes by learning a safe, effective, non-impact way to burn 22 calories per minute. Featuring over 500 fitness tools, including the kettlebell, used to create exciting training programs for all ages. And your first visit is free. Your journey to a strong body and mind begin at Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, located in the Village Crossing Mall.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
GLC back here in Western. I'm glad I didn't keep score here. First half, 22-19. Take Einstein to keep score of this one. This was not pretty. It was a kind of a turnover fest. And we'll see what team can step up, play a little better. A lot of fouls, a lot of hacking and whacking. Maybe you could say a typical Northwest-Western tilt here in the first half. And Western, 22-19. As Northwest went, I'm going to say almost 7 minutes without scoring. They got to 12 with about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter and really didn't score again until there was about 2.5 minutes to go in the half. They were able to post 7 points in that second quarter. Of course, big girls game for Northwest. Tomorrow night they will play for the regional championship. Their girls, who are 22-1. I think I got that wrong earlier. I shortchanged them and said they were 22-2. They are 22-1, and they will play Fowlerville. Fowlerville at 19-5. And all the teams are good when you get this far. You get to a regional final. No question about it. Michigan Center girls tomorrow night. They take on New Boston Huron over in Milan. Regional championship game. And there's a regional championship final at Napoleon with Manchester. They're 19-5. And they'll battle Ipsy Prep. Ipsy Prep has one of the top players in Michigan. They are 18-5, so they've lost some games. They're beatable. And, of course, Manchester, the stunning win over Pittsburgh to ruin their 76-game winning streak, first game of the tournament. Also, in Class A at Loy Norix, should be an interesting game with East Lansing, 23-0, and they will take on Loy Norix or Coldwater at 22-2 tomorrow at KZU Loy Norix. We also have hockey going on tonight. Check our Twitter feed. We'll see if we can't get those for you a little later on tonight. We'll have them all tomorrow. Chelsea still alive in the hockey finals, playing a quarterfinal matchup tonight at Yost. In fact, they're still in the first period there. That was a late game. Kettlebell Hotspot. Northwest Schools and the Western Schools, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Corrigan Oil and Express Stop by BP Marathon, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Able Heating and Cooling, OmniSource, among our group tonight, and the Crossroads Convenience Stores. And we will take a 2-minute break. Again, we're at the half here at Western. And it's the Panthers 22, Mounties 19. And we're just a couple minutes away from the start of the second half. Winner will play Leslie here Friday for the district title on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Jacob's Ladder is a proud supporter of Jackson County High School Athletics. Jake Barrett and his crew have been building Jackson for the past 15 years, including homes, pole barns, and garages, and commercial businesses. Contact Jake Barrett today for your spring project at 795-9412. That's 795-9412. Jacob's Ladder says good luck to the area high school teams in the playoffs.
Life's better with Tom Coffee's Soft Water Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single-tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffee's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffee's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County. Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only a buck. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
Most of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than thinking about retirement. If you think your retirement planning needs some attention, call Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule at 531-3588. From retirement planning to tax planning, see Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule, West Main Street in Parma.
To high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hang in there. About a half hour. Western turns it over. Northwest gets it back right away. Western kind of in a chasing zone. And they throw it underneath, and Price is fouled from behind. Just not a good foul.
Ryan Novak,
the junior. So Fortress had two fouls. Now, I did not see the second foul, where that came from, and that's why he sat on the bench. And Price was on the bench for much of that second quarter. They're back in to start. Well, let's see if Western can get it rolling here. Zone defense thrown out here by the Mounties. Fortress lost it, and a turnover. And here's a drive to the bucket, a little floater. Nice shot. Gibson Waite, 22-21. Played a minute here in the third. Ebon doubled out near the top. Fortress open, spin move. Offensive foul, that's his third. He ran right over Casto, Brett Casto, but Casto's almost out of bounds. He's standing so far under the basket. Hate that call. When the player is right under the basket, you know, officiating is tough, but I'd like to see that little art come into play in high school. Maybe that's too much to ask. But I think that's, I'm not sure they called a foul or just turnover. Here's a terrible shot by Northwest. Wow, that hit nothing. And here comes Ebong. Long three. Good. Out of the corner. Landon Heiler. A bomb. 25-21. I want to say that matches Western's biggest lead. Mounties get it down low. A spin, a partial block. Price comes up with a loose ball, and here comes Ebar. Through the lane all the way. Oh, counted a foul. Shot of the night for Elijah Ebar. And he will go to the line to foul on Jake Maples. What a play by Ebar.
In for the Mounties, number one, Lucas Herrera.
In that 6-point lead, game like this looks enormous right now. And free throw good, 3-point play. And a 7-point lead for the Panthers. Ryan Novak at the top, wait. They get it down low. Offensive foul on a push. Fortress really took a flop there, but they called a foul. They weren't going to call him for four. They called Maples. And that is his third. Academy Award for Fortress on that one. Here's a shot out of the corner. Good. Western on fire here in the third. Sauerbeck. We'll get a timeout, Northwest. That lead went quickly up to 10 points. 31-21. Take a break. Back in a minute. Western by 10 on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, where your functional strength begins. Giving you the extra boost of accountability with personal training, along with variety and a little bit of fun. Kettlebell Hotspot can help you make serious changes by learning a safe, effective, non-impact way to burn 22 calories per minute. Featuring over 500 fitness tools, including the kettlebell, used to create exciting training programs for all ages. And your first visit is free. Your journey to a strong body and mind begin at Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, located in the Village Crossing Mall.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Leslie won the first game tonight, 55-50 over Stockbridge. That was a game that saw Leslie blow a 13-point lead. They were cruising. Stockbridge came back, took a 5-point lead, less than 3 minutes to go, and they coughed it up down the stretch. And Leslie outscored him by 10 in the last 2 minutes, 55-50. Here's a whistle. The ref lost the P out of that whistle.
Western,
foul on Western. It'll be an inbound play for the Mounties underneath. After three, Hanover leads East Jackson 37-28 over at Vandercook. Lumen won handily 69-51 over Grass Lake, led pretty much all the way there. And Western gets the ball back here, up 10. Ebong saves a turnover, and now they throw it away, but Ebong got it back very alertly. His pass to Sauerbeck. He's done a nice job off the bench. And Fortress flips one in on the baseline. A tough little runner. And the lead is 12. And it's getting away from the Mounties. Northwest trying to get an open look here. They get it down in the corner. They've taken a couple bad shots here lately. A.J. Butler back in. Case out to Waite. Good defense by Western. They're all over Northwest right now. Another bad shot. Price the rebound. Drop pass Ebar. Down the middle again. A floater. No short. He got it back. And I think he's fouled. Look out. Now we have a technical and a confrontation. Technical was called on Ebong and a foul on Northwest on the play. It's been rugged. And let's see what we have out of this. It should be just simply shots for Northwest here. That would have been an inbound. Shooting the technical.
Number three, Anthony
Cole.
Got the first.
Hits the free throw. 33-22. Misses that, and Northwest will get the ball. Lucas Herrera. Again, just two seniors on the team. Harry Moore, Jake Maples. So everybody back next year for John Moffitt. Here's an open look off the window. No rebound. Smallest guy in the floor came up with it. That's Sawyer Watterson. And a foul again. This game gets really chippy. 3:10 to go here in the third on 95-9. Watterson comes right out. Landon Heiler back in. He started the game for the Panthers. Northwest got out of that zone. Here's Thompson, a dribble drive. Goes to Price. Fortress. Price at the top. Now Fortress, a dribble, a jumper. No. Price gets the rebound. Wow. That bounced four times on the floor. The Mounties couldn't get it. Price on a lob pass, lays it in, kisses it off the window. 35-22. That was pretty. I don't know if it was playing. That's a double dribble. On Anthony Cole.
For the Mounties, number two, Gibson.
And just a nightmare for the Mounties after they took a 12-8 lead very late in the first quarter. They have scored only 10 points since. Heiler, no short. Rebound Jalen Case. Off to Gibson Waite. Fakes left, goes right off the glass. Got right to the bucket. Couldn't finish. Here's Thompson. Cruises down. Price is wide open. He dribble drives. And a little bump there, and he'll go to the line, shoot two. Jalen Case, the foul.
That's been Price to the line, shoot two.
and Western will be shooting the rest of the night. That was 16 fouls. And Price a brick at the line. He'll shoot again.
Number 20, Ryan Novak in for the Panthers. Number 32, Jane Payne. Number 50, Tyler Oxley.
Fortress comes out. Oxley in. And what a job Oxley did in that second quarter when Fortress was out with two fouls, but the broadcaster didn't know it. Free throw, good.
Price.
By Price. ...14-point cushion. Butler. And a whistle. Here's a little... They're going to call everything now as we've had a couple little... testy altercations here. Officials trying to keep this well in control. Nice spin move up and under, and scoring, Jake Maples. And now away from the ball, we have a foul on Gibson Waite. Landon Heiler at the line will shoot one and a bonus. That came right after the field goal. Really away from the play. Free throw good. By Heiler. He is a 5'8 senior. 37-24. Buck 23 to go here in the third. And that one's good. Mountie's up with a minute 15 to go in the quarter. Another shot short. Price saved it beautifully. Here comes Payne, Jaden Payne. Price is open for three. No. Crafty left-hander. Too strong with that one. And a dribble drive and a hold. Price got his hands on Jake Maples. And the 6'5 senior will not go to the line. That's five team fouls. Cole Morris.
Number three, Anthony Cole.
Back for Western.
24, Nick Stevens.
And the inbounder, A.J. Butler. 44 seconds. Drive by Maples. Has to kick it off. Stevens. Maples is blocked by Oxley. It goes out of bounds. That will stay with Northwest. ...27 seconds left in the quarter. Maples out to Cole. Fires and hits a three. Long time coming for Northwest, 38-27. Payne on the wing to Thompson. Thompson a three, no short. Mounties have it. And they throw it up off the superstructure at the buzzer. 38-27. Western by 11 after three. On 95.9, the Power Cow, back in a minute.
George, it's cold. Turn up the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked. It's getting colder every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Most of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than thinking about retirement. If you think your retirement planning needs some attention, call Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule at 531-3588. From retirement planning to tax planning, see Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule, West Main Street in Parma.
To high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
GLC with you here on 95.9. We'll get you back to all those Red Sovine favorites shortly. See if we can get this one cleaned up. Western by 11. Yeah, and they're just dribbling out near the timeline right now. Ebong. Picked up by Gibson Waite. Fortress to Thompson. Here's Price. Landon Heiler. Inside layup. Nice setup by Steel Fortress. And Ebong got away from his man underneath. Jake Maples drives. Little running right-hander. Won't go. Price the rebound. Price in the lane, spin move, no block, foul on Maples, two shots for Desmond Price, the big 6'4 post player. Go tight end type here. Free throw, no. Maples out, and Baylor Kearns in for Coach John Moffitt. Crafty left-hander nails that one. 41-27, lead 14. Western trying to hang on, play Leslie. Leslie won five games this year. Here's another Mountie turnover. Northwest got it back, lost it. Now they get it back again. Wild scramble. And a nice feed inside for a bucket by Baylor Kearns. Here's a loose ball, another steal. Herrera. Mounties fall down with it. Turn it over. They call a hell ball. Arrow to Northwest.
Northwest ball. And for the Panthers, number 32.
You see it a million times if you watch high school basketball. Kid has an open shot, and he dribbles right into three defenders. We've seen that many, many times here tonight. Herrera gets it in off the window, short by Kearns, who got inside. Fortress was right there, though, and here comes Payne. dribble drive and miss the layup. Long three, no. Price tips the rebound to himself. Jaden Payne. Block. Nice block. Gibson Waite rejects it. And a technical. Another one on Western. And that was on Payne, who got in the face of Gibson Waite. Waite probably said something. He blocked the shot of Payne. Mulnick's going nuts. Fans going nuts. That was probably a pretty good call. The officials are talking it over. And that will put Anthony Cole free throw line, and the Mounties will get the ball. They're down 12. And Cole knocks it in, 41-30. Made that, 41-31. Down 10, 5.5 to go. Payne out. Hyler out. And here's Anthony Cole. 10-point Western lead. Pereira. Gibson Waite. Anthony Cole. Looks for a pick. Wait inside on a give and go, and oh, they missed the layup. Case got it back, though. There's a foul on Thompson. Free throw line for Northwest. They hit some free throws, as ugly as this is, and it's physical. They keep calling it pretty close. You make some free throws, you're right back in it. And Waite bricks it, and rebound Fortress. Off to Watterson. Fortress backs his man down. Price is open at the top, drives, spins. Thompson throws one up, no. And they call a foul, and that'll be three shots. Call a foul on Anthony Cole. Free throw short. By Thompson, he has two more. And made that one.
In for the Mounties, number 22, Jake Maples.
Case out, Maples back in for Northwest. Horton wins 58-50 over East Jackson. That final just in. Hanover Horton 58, East Jackson 50. So it'll be Lumen, Hanover at Vandy Friday night for that district title. Here's a hip check and a beauty by Sauerbeck. This game may go to 10. We're playing at about 4 seconds per whistle. This may go forever. Cole back at the line. Makes it. Western lead 11. missed it, and Fortress the rebound. Hands it to Watterson. It's away from Herrera. Nice give to Fortress, lays it in. That was some crafty work there by Watterson. And the lead's back to 13. And we get an offensive foul call on Northwest. Baylor Kearns, and the ball right back to Wester. Never mind. 9 o'clock here at 95.9 The Power Cow. See when this one ends. A lot of rugby. There's another. That went 6 seconds before a whistle. Fortress shoots two. First one in, out, and back in. Maples back in for Northwest. Payne, who just got the technical, back in for Western. Fortress, good. Fortress had the one triple in the first half. Nice looking jumper there, Jake Maples. Turned and Fortress kind of backed away, and Maples knocked it in, 47-34. Price lost it, got it back. Out to Ebong. Payne down low. Fortress spins and scores. That's not even fair there. Beautiful move baseline. Maples short, air ball. .249 to go. In for Baylor Kearns. He's a 6'2 sophomore. Again, the Mounties, just two seniors on the team. Four sophomores, two freshmen. Ebong down the lane, kicks it off. They swing it back out. Run a little clock here. Cole Morris, Heiler, Price, spin, scores. Western getting a wide variety of layups right now. 51-34, and this is all over but the shouting. A Western will play Wesley here in the final, and that will be a mismatch. Now, can strange things happen? Of course they can. Will they Friday? I doubt it. Thompson. And they whack at him and get a foul with a .140 to go. Ryan Malnick's clearing his bench. Give Leslie the proverbial two chances here Friday, slim and much slimmer.
Here comes Mounties number 21.
Starters checking out, and the backup players coming in, and they've done a nice job tonight. A couple of players off the bench for Ryan Malnix really did a nice job, especially Oxley in that second quarter. Free throw, Thompson, no.
In for the Mounties, number 11, Dawson White, also number 12, Joseph Frederickson.
Couple off the bench for John Moffitt as their season will come to a conclusion. Evan Thompson at the line. He's shooting like John Thompson.
Thompson got a second. In for the Panthers, number 24.
52-34, Thompson out. Morris in. Caleb Griffith. Oxley's back in. Tyler Oxley. Gabe Sauerbeck. Both Sauerbeck and Oxley really did a nice job off the bench. Mounties turn it over. That is not a big surprise. Northwest has Andrew Green out there for the first time. Connor Shefferly. Dawson White, we haven't seen him. Or Joe Frederickson. There's a foul. That'll send Griffith to the line for Western.
Andrew Green. Send Caleb Griffith to the line to shoot two.
And, ooh, that one's a 14-footer. And he'll get another one. Leslie, in that first game tonight, led all the way, and it was a game a lot like this. It was not very pretty. And they were cruising, and all of a sudden, Stockbridge hit some shots. Leslie had some turnovers. And you look up at the clock with two and a half, 3 minutes to go, 5-point lead for Stockbridge. Looked like they were going to rally and win. But Stockbridge bit the bullet down the stretch. Nice finger roll shot for a bucket by Cole Morris. Ooh, a bomb out of the corner by sophomore Baylor Kearns. 54-37. Offensive foul on Oxley. This can't get over quick enough. Morris could be a starter on this team. I think he's either been injured or sick. Coming back from illness, he doesn't look very good. And the coach is checking with him just about every time he comes in to see if he's okay. Western's got the ball with 5 seconds. Shot at the buzzer is blocked appropriately. And Western, as anticipated, has rolled on. They'll play in the final here against Leslie on Friday night. The final 54-37. They led just 22-19 at halftime. 38-27 after three in the final 54-37. We'll come back, wrap it up after these messages on 95.9 The Power Count.